you ever hear of FLARP?
FLARP. No.
Okay. FLARP looks like it comes in a Play-Doh container.
Okay.
It's like a toy thing.
All right.
Now, imagine a Play-Doh container, but what you do is you take the substance out, and when you put it back in, it sounds like you have gas.
Oh.
So it's like a modern-day whoopee cushion.
It's a reverse of that, right.
Exactly.
I'll shove this back in there, and every time I do so, it will emit this sound.
Exactly.
Okay.
My girlfriend's son, mm-hmm. who is 8 years old, thought it was hilarious. Like most kids that age think it is, you
sure.
know? Gas is very funny, you know?
Bodily functions, they're the best.
Yep.
We start humor at home.
So in class, he takes out the FLARP. And he starts doing it in the back of the class.
Why are you whispering like you're going to get in trouble? Like, we're grown-ups here. I mean, you're whispering like you're in the back of this class. So he starts doing it. The teacher obviously
doesn't realize it's him at first. And doesn't say anything at first because you never know. Maybe the children just have gas. You don't know, right?
The calf is not always right.
And he keeps doing it. Finally, she realizes that something is happening.
Right.
The teacher pulls one of those. If whoever is responsible, then the whole class will be in trouble if they don't come forward. So my girlfriend's son admits that it's him with the FLARP,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And he gets sent to the office, and he gets, like, in trouble for it. Now, I think it's hilarious. So she's telling me the story, and let me tell you, she does not think it's funny. What is wrong with my kid? Like, why would he think it's okay to do this?
Like, that's a bad joke? Like,
yes.
His humor should be better?
Well, like, why did he take this to school? Why did he, you know, like
I'm guessing she bought it for him.
Well, yeah, to play with at home. Hayden, my 12-year-old, has it at home, too. Like, it's a fun toy.
Everybody's
at home.
FLARPing everywhere.
Everyone's
I had no
FLARPing.
Idea. FLARPing is like, they're doing it everywhere.
But it's such a dumb reason to get in trouble. What was the dumbest reason why you got in trouble at school?
I do remember in high school that we had this teacher. He would famously pick up change, like anywhere that he came across a coin or whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, when you're a teenager, you think that's hilarious. Like, oh my gosh, he's picking up a quarter. Look at him. Look at him. He's picking up a quarter.
He's bending over.
Right. So every time we would go by his classroom, people would throw coins under his door while he was in class. And he would come out charging sometimes. You never knew how he would react. I didn't do it. I was walking with some guys who did it. And I was like, I didn't do it, so I'm not going to run. He came out and he thought I did it.
Oh.
And I got in trouble for it and I didn't even do it.
1-800-330-9999. That poor guy just working on a teacher's salary, picking up quarters, trying to make ends meet.
Mr. Shauna, we thought it was all fun and games until he actually confronted one of my friends after graduation out back of his job.
What was that dumb reason why you got in trouble at school? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. I remember in middle school, we watched Robin Hood in class.
Okay.
You know, they wheeled in the giant TV on the cart.
Right, I remember
VHS,
that.
Yeah.
The AV cart.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when they kissed, I stood up and I clapped. And the teacher freaked out. And I got sent to the office because I stood up and clapped when they kissed.
Don't you disrupt study class. Come on.
That was the dumbest reason I ever got in trouble at school. What's the dumbest reason why you ever got in trouble at school? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
Because I wouldn't hand my homework in on time. And when I did, I had my mom's signature on it.
Wait a minute. So
and the teacher found out that it wasn't my mother signing it, it was me.
That's not really a dumb reason. That's called your education. If you weren't handing in your homework and you were getting in trouble, then you were supposed to be in trouble, you cheater.
I believe as an adult, if you forge somebody's signature, it's a felony.
Right, it's a fraud. It's fraud. Right. I mean, I did mom's signature
a couple
times. Oh,
me too. I could sign my mom's signature all day.
I could do it great right now. Anna and Raven, what did you get in trouble for at school?
So I was in 12th grade, and I was coming out of band practice, which was after school. At that time, we were allowed to drive. I was driving my car out of the parking lot, pretty slow at the parking lot, and one of my friends decided to jump on the roof of my car. Because she jumped on the roof of the car, I didn't immediately slam on my brakes because I realized she would go flying off of it. And I got in trouble and detention for not immediately stopping the car.
And you probably got a scratch on your roof.
Right.
I'm going to knock my friend for that.
I remember the biggest thing in high school is if you lost the privilege to have your car
right.
on
you
property. That was
park
the worst.
At the condo complex like two blocks down and hope it didn't get towed while you were in there because there's no way you were taking the bus.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, why'd you get in trouble?
So in fifth grade, I brought a miniature water pistol with me in my backpack. And every time the teacher turned her back to write on the chalkboard, me and my friends would score her with it.
Gosh.
She would turn around and say, "Who did that?" And we all just sat there and Nope. None of us.
Stone faced. Stone faced. That's great.
Remember spitballs? My gosh.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah, they're disgusting. As an adult, I'll tell you right now, you hit me with a spitball, we're going to fight. Straight
nasty.
Up.
And on Raven, why'd you get in trouble at school?
Well, when I was in third grade, I was known as the motor mouth because I didn't have patience for people that didn't get the answers fast enough. So I was shouted out and be in timeout in the corner. And then they would send a letter home to my mother saying that your daughter is continuing to be a motor mouth. Can you please...
Right.
Gag her? What do they want you to do?
Can you please make sure she's not the smartest kid in class?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you get in trouble for that was ridiculous?
So when I was in seventh grade, back in the 90s, I took ginseng to school because it's a vitamin. My dad was big into vitamins back then, but we didn't have the internet. So the teachers found it in my backpack and they suspended me. They had to do a whole thing. I was actually on the TV for it, for the suspension, and they tried to expel me. And then when they realized it wasn't drugs, that they realized it was ginseng, they basically said I had brought an aphrodisiac to school to pass out to the seventh graders.
Oh.
That was their cover story?
That was it?
Oh,
for
man.
Ginseng?
Thank you, State Crime Lab,
right.
For bailing me out. Jeez.
That's when the science teacher also becomes the drug inspector. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's that dumb reason why you got in trouble at school? That dumb reason why you got in trouble at school. 1-800-330-9999. My daughter's son got in trouble because he brought FLARP. FLARP is like this thing where you put your finger in it and it makes gas noises, and he kept doing it in class until the teacher finally realized that it wasn't a student, it was him doing it.
Who knew that the whoopee cushion had evolved at all?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the dumb reason why you got in trouble at school?
Like kissing the boys in the hallway.
Well, I mean, come on. That's not really dumb. I mean, that was what you had to do at the time. We all know that.
You just have to literally chase him down.
Really good kiss.
That's right.
The only right. time I ever got in trouble in school was for kissing boys in the hallway.
All right.
Anna and Raven, what was that dumb reason why you got in trouble at school?
Well, I was in study hall, and everyone's acting like animals, you know, study hall. And the teacher said the next person who talked and gets in trouble gets detention. 5 minutes later, I sneezed. The teacher said, God bless you. I said, thank you, and I got detention.
But that's dumb.
You know what?
That is dumb.
When they're tricky and they're on top of stuff, man, you got to give it for that teacher because he's taking his anger out on you. That's real life stuff there.
Yeah, my football buddies, we had practice after school. My football coach ran into the study hall where I had detention, said, get out now, and said to the teacher, I'll talk to you later.
Wow.
It's serious.
Because it was so dumb.
The coach, though, a couple of anger issues, maybe.
What is the dumb thing that you got in trouble for at school?
In high school, my locker mate and I decided that we wanted to have a pet fish. I don't know why. We thought it would be cute and funny. So we kept a pet betta fish in our locker for a couple weeks. And we would feed it, not on the weekends, of course, but they can go a couple days without food. But then one of the science teachers walked by and saw it, and we got in so much trouble. And their whole thing was like, what were you going to do, you know, on the breaks? It could have, like, died and been, like a biohazard. They were so serious. So then we had to share the fish for the rest of the year that it was alive.
At least they didn't take the fish away from you. I kind of feel bad for the fish, to be honest. You have shared custody of a fish?
Right.
We traded off every week like a divorced couple.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is the dumbest thing you got in trouble for at school?
Well, I mean, I kind of hate talking about this story, but, you know, whatever. It's time. So in third grade, like, I was just a bad kid. I don't know. I was mean. I think it's because my sisters used to pick on me all the time. They were older than me. But anyway, in third grade, I was sitting behind this girl. She had really long hair, and we were doing, like, an art project or whatever, so I had my scissors out. And I ended up cutting off a pretty good chunk of her hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I got in big trouble for that. I was suspended. From third grade, I was suspended for like 3 days. It was a whole thing. Her parents called my parents. I had to apologize. It was.
You cut her hair.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a thing you live with. Like, you'd be labeled in my town till high school.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd either be regarded as the tough guy or the jerk.
I would go with the jerk.
Yeah, I mean, jerk stayed with me for a while.
Well, it was deserved, but you're free now. You confessed.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that dumb reason why you got in trouble at school? Head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, all you have to do is search for Anna and Raven.